necessarily smaller than a field?
It would be in this area, because this is a what they term a high money crop, which takes a lot of manual labor to gather it. So you don't want to plant too much of it, because you can't get enough manual labor to ensure that you get it gathered before it ruins.
So you'd spend a lot of time in a patch.
Right.
And I know that you must have trouble keeping some animals and some people out around here. What kind of fences would you use? Like around a field or around a yard and around a patch? Are those different kind of fences?
Yeah, and depending upon what type of animals you're trying to control too, it would depend upon the nature of the fence that you had. Primarily there are two types. There's what is known as a net wire fence, which is used for secure confinement of animals, such as hogs and cattle both. And then if you're strictly involved in cattle raising, you might only want a barbed wire fence. And this would be a fence that would have strands, maybe only 3 to 4 strands of wire, which would encircle a field, whereas a net wire would be a closer mesh type wire and would consist of 7 or 8 strands interwoven together.
And what kind of fence do you have around your field?
Both types. And this was primarily because we did raise hogs at one time, and you needed the best type fence you could get to keep these in confinement.
So what would that be?
That would be a net wire fence, or we'd call it a hog fence, hog wire fence.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, now what would you have around a field of corn or something like that?
Quite often this would be the type fence that you'd have, because you would want to keep animals out rather than keeping in, and so you'd want to do as good a job keeping out as you try to do in keeping in.
And what do you call this strands?
Barbed wire.
All right. And what are the things that hold them up? That you attach the wire to?
To the fence post.
So.
And you attach it with staples.
You staple them on there?
Right.
You use a gun for that?
No, you use just a regular hammer and drive a staple into the post.
And so two of them would be two? One post and two?
Two posts.
And now, what about the wooden fences? Did you ever have any wooden fences around here?
Not normally. You normally would find a wood fence only around the home, maybe for beautification of a home. In fact, I have a wood fence around my home.
What kind of fence is that?
But it's made out of ponderosa pine. And it's a wood slat fence. It's really long pieces of lumber, which is 1 inch thick by 6 inches wide by 10 feet long. Of course, you can get it in any type length that you want. And then you just nail a number of those to posts, which are set at what distance that you'd like for it to be.
And what about other kinds of wooden fences? Have you ever seen any other kinds?
Well, many years ago, around the home in which I was raised in, we had a picket fence.
And what's that?
A picket fence is made out of lumber also, but it's made out of little lumber that's probably, again, 1 inch thick and maybe 2 to 3 inches wide and maybe 4 feet high. And it has a spear